Today's daf is Samach Aleph. So we got to the very last line of Samach Amud Beis, I believe, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Tanya, right. The last few words we got to, the last few words, Tanya v'chein hayor b'shimon ben Yochai omer. So the very last few words of the Amud Beis, Samach Amud Beis tells us that b'shimon ben Yochai would say that top of the page now of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, kivrei ovdei kochavim einam metamim ba'ol. Very interesting halacha. That the kvarim, the cemeteries, the graves of a goy would not be metame ba'oel. So in other words, if a person or a Jew were to be under, let's say, a tree or a tent or a house with a mace goy mace, he would not become tame through all ohel. As opposed to if he was a Jewish mace, he would become tame. That's an opinion. We do paskin that way, but the Ramah is machmir. But so then, how do we know this? Shenemar v'tein tzoni. So this is a pasuk that appears in Yechezkel that they're darshing based on this psukim that only atem kurim adam, only Jews are called adam, vein ovdei chachamim kurim adam, that only we're called adam but not goyim, goyim are not called adam. So if you look at Rashi says, who cares about who calls an adam? What does adam have to do with ohel meis? So Rashi says atem kurim adam. Excuse my voice, I'm sorry. So Rashi says atem kurim adam. So Adam kiyamos bohel, when Adam is dead in the ohel, only an Adam who dies in the ohel will that create tumah through an ohel. So based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, only a Yisrael is called an Adam, but not a guy. So the Gemara says, in light of that, I have the following question. Is it really true that only a Yid is called an Adam, not a guy? Maybe the Gemara asks 4 lines down. V'nefesh Adam shisha asar elef. So there, that's a pasuk that appears in Milchemes Midian. And they end up counting all the people who they held captivity and all the everything, all the spoils of the war. So it says that Nefesh Adam, Shisha Asar Elef, there were 16,000 Adam that were captured. Now, Midian, of course, were the Goyim. So we see we refer to even the Goyim as Adam. So the Gemara answers, no, Mishum Behema. We only use the Lashon of Adam there is because we're contrasting it to an animal. The Behema, and there's an Adam. We have no other way to describe men. But not that they are Adam themselves. Relative to a Yid, a Goy is not considered Adam. Relative to Behemoth, they're considered Adam. But they're not really typically called an Adam, so that's why they don't fit into the halacha of Tumas Ohel. Then the Gemara says, Asher Yeshba Harbe Mishtei Mesrei Ribu Adam, Asher Loyada, Beni Mino Lismolo. So this is a pasuk which also appears in Yonah, rather. This is when Yonah was going to help Ninveh do tshuva. And it says that there were 12,000 other men that we know Ninveh was a place of Goyim. And so we see, we refer to them as Adam. So Gemara says, there too also Mishum Behema, because in that context, it also says Behema Rabba. So since you mentioned Behema, we have to contrast the Goyim to a Behema, so we use the language of Adam. But
what's going on? Why Hashem wanted to destroy it? Why? What the connection to Tshuva and Goyim?
Different discussion.
Interesting.
Different discussion.
So...
So we only use the Lashon of Adam by Yonah and Ninveh because we mentioned the word Behema. So again, relative to Behema, Goyim are considered Adam. But relative to Yid, they're not considered an Adam. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk: Kol horig nefesh, v'chol nogeh b'chalal, tischato. So there it's referring to, back to Milchemes Midian, and it says, anybody who touched a chalal, and who touched one of the Goyim who got killed, the Midian, has to require... requires tischata, requires the paraduma to be tahor. So there, the pasuk says, where's the whole pasuk on the side here? Let's see. It doesn't say Adam here, but I guess we're assuming, I'm not sure why we're assuming this is mitumas ohel here. It says, kol noge b'chalal. So anyone who killed one of the Jews, the goyim in the Mechavis Midyam, is tameh and requires the paraduma, that needs to be tower. So at this stage of the Gemara, we're assuming it's din tumas ohel. But all the Midian...
Only tumas ohel or any kind of tumas met too?
No, only tumas ohel. Only tumas ohel. So we're assuming right now that I guess the only tumas that was there was tumas ohel. And we see their tumay. How are they tumas ohel? Weren't they gayim? So the Gemara says, Dilma iktel chamiso. Maybe that one of the Yidden were killed during the war. And that's why they would require... the paraduma, but if none of the members of Klai Yisrael would have been killed, then Einachanami, they wouldn't require any tumas ohel. So that's all according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that a goy does not produce a tumas ohel. Comments along Rabban. Rabban argue and say...
It sounds from the article they talk about tumat met in general.
Yeah?
Yeah, he says of Khashash Shemash Nagan Bihalal Biotaber Shutahid, Shama Filus Safek Tumani Don Lahumra, Kakshabihala Shoshalam in Israel, Vemibat Konega Bahalan Kiras Mosher Benugam the Holo Reg Nefesh, Af in Kama Israelim Nergu, Kashela Vinichnit Muha Elim Ali Darigal Nefesh, Rebevadai Nizerum in Aug Havrehem, me Israel, meaning that only the Havrehem, only the Haverim, the Israel, is Metame, not the Goim. I don't know what sounds like.
Yeah, I think we'll see at the end of the Gemara today that it's only towards Ohel that they're excluded from. So Rabbanan come along, Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Shimon Yochai and say that no, there is Tumas Ohel by Goyim. They say Lo Nifkad Mimenu Ish. The positive Lo Nifkad Mimenu Ish, which means that no one died. There are no Yin who died in Melchames Midian. So who are they becoming Tahor from? It must be that they're becoming Tahor from being in the Ohel of a Goy who mace. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, how do you understand the pasuk lo nifka menu ish? La Avera, they didn't lose any men, not to death, they didn't lose any men to the Avera. Melchames Midian tried drawing them in to do an Avera. That's what it means, no one stumbled during the war. But not to say no one died, any Hanami people died. It's a war, people die on both sides all the time. Maybe it wasn't a high number, but Jews did die, and that's why there's Tumas Oel during Melchames Midian. Ravina says, what do you mean? Amar nihidimatino kra miatmi ba'o. So maybe you're right. Up until now, maybe the Gemara was assuming there was tumas maga, even that there's no tumah at all. Ravina says, no, it's not a problem at all. Nihidimatino kra miatmi ba'ohel. You're right that a goy is excluded from tumas ohel, dichsiv adam kimas ba'ohel. But mi maga, mi masa, mi matino kra. Did the pasuk ever exclude them from tumas maga? If you touch them, goy, they may say, nechanam, your tummy. So the reason why you're Tame during Melchames Midian, you're right, there's not all, but they touched him, they killed him. It says V'chol no ge v'cholol, because they touched him. So everybody agrees Tumas Maga applies to a guy. The only debate is whether Tumas Ohel applies to the mace. And that explains all the psukim.
We hold like what?
We hold that Tumas mace is a problem. Tumas Ohel is a machlokas. Ramaz Machmir, I remember, if I remember correctly, Ramaz Machmir, that by Tumas Ohel not to enter it. It becomes a problem if you go to the, if a Kohen goes to those museums and had those, what do you call that exhibit?
Bones.
The bones, right?
The
mummies and stuff. They have these exhibits also. No, they have the whole entire bodies, but not mummies. They had recently.
Like the Egyptians.
Oh, the new thing.
The new thing, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was called.
Yeah.
That, the whole body.
Body exhibits, exactly. So it becomes a problem, I believe, for. The only question is it
near
Chatzitza? It might be, if it's in a Chatzitza, so it might be okay.
What is it?
Which one? This thing?
Yeah.
They took art.
It wasn't museum.
Right.
It wasn't like art.
They preserved bodies and they put them in these showcases.
Why?
And all throughout the.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Millions
of people were going by.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can go into Goy Cemetery, no problem.
You could
just walk in and
for a Kohen?
No. Regular.
Anyone else? You're going to become Tamei. But it's not a big deal for a non-Kohen to become Tamei. Just become Tar. There's no Isser for me. Only for a Kohen there's an Isser to become Tamei.
Okay, I'll become Tamei. I didn't touch it, and there's no Tumat Oel, so...
No, we're Machmir. Ramaz Machmir, I believe, that there is Tumas Ohel by a guy.
So there is.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't have to Machmir on that.
Okay. And this tomb all over the place.
Right. You shouldn't hang out in the cemeteries, but...
No, I just... I tried it one time.
Okay.
Especially at night.
Okay, there is an interesting toast here, but let's go on for now. Maybe we'll come back to it. Mishra tells us now, Iras es almana. So if a Kohen gets engaged to an almana, which is permitted, a Kohen had also permitted to get to become engaged to an almana, married almana. But before he gets married, Nismana Lios Kohen Gadol. But then he gets appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Exactly. We saw this addressed earlier in the Gemara. So he becomes Kohen Gadol. So now he's allowed to marry the Amana. Kohen Gadol normally can't marry the Amana, but he already's engaged her. So could he continue and get married to her? So the Mishnah Paskins, Yichnos, he's allowed to bring her into the marriage and marry her. Who might be Yishub ben Gamla. Once there was a story of Yishub ben Gamla. Shekidish is Marsa Bas Bitos. He married this particular woman. Uminen, she was, I guess, an Amana. Umanel Hamelach Lios Kohen Gadol, and the king had appointed him to become the Kohen Gadol, the Kansa, and he married her. So
the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Umanel or any Kohen.
Only Kohen Gadol cannot marry. A Kohen Hedo can't marry a Grusha, but he can marry an Umanel. So then the Mishnah says, let's say Shemeres Yavam. Let's say there's a Kohen Hediot, or Shenafel Lefnei Kohen Gadol, Lefnei Hediot, rather. So Kohen's brother dies, and now the widow is Shemesh Yavam to the brother Kohen Hediot. And then, before anything being done, this man Elias Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hediot becomes appointed to be Kohen Gadol, even if he did Maimer, did the Kedushe Dirabanam to this Almana, Hareza Lo'ichnos, there he cannot complete the marriage. Because we're saying the Maimer is not as strong as the Kedushin. In a regular case, Kedushin is strong, so he can complete the marriage with the Almana. But in this case, Shemeres Yavam plus a Maimer is still not strong enough to allow him to complete the Yibum.
Erusin is Midiraisa.
Erusin is Midiraisa, correct.
Maimer is Midirabanam.
Correct. But Zika, if you hold with Zika, right. Zika is Deraisa. So, all right, let's forget those. okay, so the Gemara says now Tanur Rabbanan Minayin Shim Iris is Halmana. How do we know that if a Kohen Gadol engages a Almana, V'nismana Lios Kohen Gadol, and he becomes appointed as a Kohen Gadol, Sheichnos, he's allowed to complete the marriage and marry her, even though she's an Almana. Tamalomer Yikach Isha. The pasuk says Yikach Isha. So the word, I guess the extra word, maybe Rashi doesn't really explain here, but I mean, he does actually. He does. Right, Rashi says Tamalomer Besula Ma'amav Yikach Isha, Hai Isha Lo Itzrach. It's an extra word. We know we're referring to an Isha. It's an Isha Besula. It says so. Elo LeJush. The extra word Isha is coming to include something. It's coming to include a case if he engages her while he's a Kohen Gadol and then becomes appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to continue and marry her. So it says the Gemara, Ihachi Shemesh Yavam Nami. So just like we're including a woman he's engaged to previously, so too you should include a woman who he's Shemesh Yavam to. Where's the Isha Lo Yavama? Making the Josh Isha to exclude Yavama. Yavama is not an Isha. Arusa is considered an Isha. If he's engaged to a woman, she's considered an Isha, his wife, at least partially. But Shemesh Yavam, we never find that he's considered his wife partially, never called an Isha. That's why we exclude the case of a Shemesh Yavam, but we do include the case of an Arusa. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Maisa Be Yeshua Ben Gamla. So the Gemara says, "Minehu eino in nisnama lo." So it says that the king had appointed him, but not that he was appointed. I mean, he was appointed the kohen. The king actively appointed him, as opposed to being appointed. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, "Minehu in." Rashi says, "Kolma hamelach minehu." The king appointed him. Aval achiv hakohanim v'sanhedrin lo minehu, but he was not appointed by his brothers or by the Sanhedrin. So sounds like he wasn't ideal to be a Kohen Gadol. So I'm Rav Yosef. What?
Who decide?
Normally it's the brothers in Sanhedrin all decide who's the best candidate. In this case, it sounds like the king chose him. So this reminds us, I think it's the Gemara in Yuma also, right? And the Gemara says that Amar Rav Yosef Katar Kachachzina Hacha. What's Katar mean? Katar usually means Kesher, a knot. Rashi says Katar Kachachzina Hacha Kesher Sherashon Mani Ra. I see a knot, a group of Rishon here, Shelohaya Roy Lakach, he wasn't fit to be Kohen Gadol. Ella Shinasan Mamun Minehu, he gave a lot of money to the king, and the king said, I'm deciding who's Kohen Gadol this year. And to Amar, Rav Yosef, Tarkava de Dinara, coin, I think, or money, amount of money, Ailulay Marsabar Baspisas. So she's very wealthy. Yeshua Ben Gamla's wife, Marsa Baspisas, was very wealthy. She gave him to the coin, Liana Himalka, a lot of money. Until she had appointed, the king had appointed him to be Kani Ravir, the Kohen Gadol. So that's what happened to Yeshua Ben Gamla.
He paid for his death.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
She wanted to be married to Kohen Gadol.
Right. So she married a Kohen, bribed her way into the position, and...
Is this Baitos, the one that started the Baitusim, the Tzedukim, or...?
I'm not sure. Okay, then the next Mishnah tells us Kohen Gadol shemeis achiv cholet lo miyavim. A Kohen Gadol whose brother dies, so he becomes now a yavam. He's not allowed to do yibum because he cannot marry an amana. So he has to do chalitza only. He's only allowed to do chalitza, but cannot do yibum. So Gemara says kapasif v'tani. The Mishnah says categorically across the board lo shna min ha'irus and lo shna min ha'nisun. It seems to not distinguish. It doesn't distinguish whether the brother who died was only engaged or married to this woman. I mean, if he was married to the woman and then the brother dies, so she's a vade almana, and the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. But let's say he's only engaged to her. She's an arusa, and then he dies. Is she considered an almana out of engagement only, and would she be usher to the Kohen Gadol? Or no, if it's only from arusa, she's not really called an almana and would be permitted to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, initially, it seems to be across the board, whether she was only engaged Whether she's married or only engaged, she's going to be considered an almana either way, and the Kohen Gadol only does the chalita, but may not do yibum. So the Gemara says, Vishma min anasu, and I understand when she's married to the Kohen, and the Kohen Hedo, and the Kohen Hedo dies, why the Kohen Gadol can't perform yibum, because asay v'lo sasehu, it's an asay v'lo sasehu, why? Because you have to marry, Rashi says, the lo sasehu v'asay almana lo ikach besul ikach v'lo bula. So one thing is, she is an almana, but she's a basula. So when she's married, though, she's an almana and she's a ba'ula. There's two violations. There's a violation of marrying an almana, and there's a violation of not marrying a basula, because she's married, already had bia. So I understand why the ase of yubim is not doche los ase v'ase. One ase cannot trump an ase v'los ase. That's why he cannot do yubim with the almana from nisun. Correct. Exactly. Ella mina erison, but if they were only engaged, so she is, yes, an almana, but she's still a basula, because they were only engaged, they were never actually married, so she's still a basula. So it'd only be a violation of a los ase marrying an almana. So by the erison, yavo ase, let the ase of yibum, v'yitches los ase, and b'docha the los ase of marrying an almana. Ase docha los ase. So Gemara says, you're right, it really does work. But they gzeira bia, rishona atu bia shnia. We asked her the first bia, even though the first bia is permitted, because the second bia, now that she's going to be a ba'ula, so she's going to be a ba'ula plus an almana, and that's going to be a violation, and they asked her gzeira atu bia shnia. So Rashi doesn't really explain here, and I don't have my masifta today.
It says,
yeah.
Shuv asur lo lavo alea bia shnia, v'lifichach gazru chamim gzeira. Al biya rishona shel yibum atu mishum because biya shnia shema yavor alei gam biya shnia veyavor bekach al isur lav min haTorah.
So why is biya shnia aser? Aren't they married already by now? No, but now they're married.
So he's not allowed to marry her.
No, but the first biya rishona is really permitted. First biya is permitted, so he does yibum, and the asid ochalos. I say now they're married to yibum, so they're married. So why is it an iser anymore?
Kohen gadol asur.
Aser to do what?
To get married to her.
But he's married already. When they got married, the marriage was okay. So now she's a ba'ula. But Kohen Gadol in general, when he marries a woman, the second bia is always, she's always going to be a ba'ula the second time around.
That's why it's called a gezeira.
No, but the gezeira is, the first one's gezeira because the second bia is a problem. I'm wondering why is the second bia a problem once they're married.
No, because what happens is that once he has the bia rishona, then there is no mitzvah sase anymore.
Right, but her status as a bula doesn't make a difference anymore. Her status as a bula doesn't make a difference anymore because once they're married, in general, Kohen Gadol marries a Na'ara, we're saying. Right? So the second bia, she's already bula. We don't say Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry her and have bia one time and that's it.
Listen. Uchegon shi'almana, uchegon shi'almana v'u Kohen Gadol, en hayabam, the yabam, the Kohen, rashay lamshich lichot ima, habia rishona muteret, mipnei shemitzvat ibum docha et alav.
Right.
So it's allowed.
Right.
If that omnam leachar shekima et mitzvah harei asura veomedet alav biisur lav.
What's alav? Which alav?
Almana kohen gadol.
So that does that mean we're saying by the cases in Arusha?
Ve'im ken midin Torah rashai hayabam liyabim, aval chayav legarsha miyad. Meaning he did marry her through the bia, but he must give a gerushin miyad. Ve'chashishu chachamim shema lo egarshenu miyad. Ulefichach, because of that, gezru shelo yiyabim klal ela yachalotz. So it's confusing. So basically, yeah. So she's not allowed from the Oraita because she's almana to begin with. But the Atz Ase, Dochelot Ase, which is the Mitzvah Tibum, rather than she's not allowed. So it's Toche, so you're doing that. But then you have the status of marrying her.
So I guess we're saying that she remains almana right, even after the fact.
Right. The difference is that Be'ula, meaning almana, it's a status that never goes away.
That's what you have to say. Right. Okay. Fine. So the next Mishnah says in the bottom of
we say, but there's two lotase or what?
There's no one because the lotase is almana. Beula is only it's not se because beula is learned out from besula. You need to marry besula.
Okay. So besula only comes out. Beula comes only, so it's one and one. So ase velot ase, okay. I mean, mirusim yavo ase shel mitzvat yibum. Ah, okay. One second, so no. Beitche halot aser shel nisui al banadam. I'm not getting into limud.
Meaning, if she's not betula, forget about it. There's nothing to talk about. If she's arusa and she's betula, then the aser dochel lo taase. Says or continue.
No, I understand, but okay. But again, we have.
Which part is the problem?
No, aser velo taase hu shein aser dochel lo taase. Okay, this is a case that she is an almana, right?
First amar minen asuin.
So the
Asay
is Yibum, and the Lot Asay is Almana.
Right.
And the second case...
No, but there's Almana plus being a Be'ula. If it's from Almana from Nisuin...
And Be'ula. So there's two
No, there's a Lot Asay of marrying Almana and Asay of marrying a Be'ula.
Okay.
So Asay is not Doche, a Lot Asay plus an Asay.
Okay, and here there's only...
Only the assay, only a los assay of Amara, but she still is a basula, so there's
right.
No assay there, violation
right.
Of an assay.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Now it says the new mission on the bottom. Kon yihadyo lo yisa islandus, elam ken yesh lo isha banim. Kon yihadyo is not allowed to marry an islandus unless he already has children. But if he doesn't have children, then, sorry, if he has children already, rather, he's allowed to marry an islandus, a woman who can't have children. But if he does not have children, he can't marry her because, as we'll see in the Gemara, he has to perform the mitzvah peruvu. So Rashi just tells us in the Mishnah, Ella im kein yesh labanim, mishim demitzuva al peruvia. He has to have children. Kohen Yisrael, also not only a Kohen, but even a Yisrael, if he doesn't have children yet, he has to marry a woman who's capable of having children. There's a mitzvah peruvu, and the Gemara is going to ask us why the Mishnah only says Kohen, but not Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afapi sheyesh lo isha banim, even if he does have children, it's still aser for him to marry an islandess. Where I will explain why that is. Lo yisa islandess shehuzona, the Gemara explains, he's not allowed to marry an islandess, even if he has children, because islandess, by definition, she's a zona. She's a zona amur b'torah. And we'll see a whole big machlokas in the Gemara later on. But an islandess who can't have children, it's all biznus. There's no toelis involved there, no toelis of having children. So she's called a zona. So therefore, even if he does have children, there's an iser zona by a kohen.
Seems that for Israel it wouldn't be the case.
Exactly. Yisrael's not Muzhar in a zona, only a Kohen Hadot is.
Why is Yisrael Mutar in zona?
When they say zona, it's not really a zona.
Meaning there's not for approval?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
No, biasness is permitted. There's a woman who might be called a zona because of previous history she has. She might be called a zona.
Biasness is muteret?
No. Biasness is usher. A woman might be called a zona because she's an islandess. She's called the zona. So if he marries her, Yisrael is allowed to marry her. A kohen is not allowed to marry her. Biasnos is usher. Biasnos means this.
He you're talking a case where Yisrael already is married with one wife and he has kids, and then he marries an Eilonis. So it's fine because he already has kids. He did the mitzvah. And
it's not a problem because there's no point for. What about?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as a case as you know. Well, you know, it's right. Okay.
Okay.
What about mysteries? Is Israel has allowed to have a second woman?
Midirai is allowed to have a second wife.
According to yes.
But not she's married.
Not wife.
But they were talking about wife.
Pilegesh.
Yeah, Midirai, so there's such a concept. Pilegesh, Midirai.
Salam.
It's allowed. We don't have it anymore. We don't
do
it.
It says, Velibnea Pilakshim Natanar Matanot, Avraham.
It's like, we'll talk about it afterwards. Don't get any ideas here, David, right? Okay. Chacham Omim. Say the Chachamim. Ein Zona El Gioris. So according to Chacham, they argue, no, islandess is not considered a Zona. A Zona is what? Ein Zona El Gioris, a woman who's converted. Mshuchweres, a Shifcha Kananis, who had become free, and now she's a full-fledged Jew. She's also a Zona. And a woman who had biasnus, she is also called the status of a zona. Those are three zonas according to Chachamim. So Gemara says, now Amar Lei.
Chavi are trying to say that he can marry an Eilonis because she's not considered a zona.
Who said that, sorry?
The Chachamim.
Chachamim would have permitted, correct. Very limited. We'll see on Amar Beis.
Only if she was already, if she had already did, if he already did provable.
Exactly, right. So says the Gemara, Amalei Reish Kalusa, the Rav Huna. Reish Kalusa said to Rav Huna, my time, what's the reason why Kohen Hedot may not marry a islandess unless he already has children? My time, Mishim Piru Rivia. So because Pirivu, he has to marry a woman who's able to have children. So Gemara says, a Pirivya Kohanim hu d'mafkide, only Kohanim are makbid, are only they're obligated to perform the mitzvah of Pirivya of Yisrael lo mafkide, but Yisrael is not obligated to perform the mitzvah of Pirivu. So of course they are. Amalei mishum de kabay lunase seifa. No, in Echanami, the Mishnah really refers to Yisrael also, that they cannot marry an idolness unless they have children ready. We only spoke of a Kohen in the beginning because the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about only a Kohen. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Afa pishi yesh lo isha v'yesh lo banim. Even though a man might, a Kohen might have a wife and might have a children already, lo yisa idolness, he still cannot marry a idolness. Shehi zona hamur b'torah. Da zona Kohen hu d'mafkidei v'yisrael lo mafkidei. Mishim hachi katani Kohen. Because Rabbi Yehuda was saying there are two reasons why you can't marry an idolness. Either you can't marry an idolness because you need to have children, or you can't marry an idolness because she's a zona. Rabbi Yehuda holds she's a zona, and that's why you can't marry her. That iser of zona only applies to Kohen, does not apply to Yisrael. So once Rabbi Yehuda is talking about within Kohanim only, so to the Reisha was speaking about only within Kohanim. Even the Reisha of the Mitzvah Peruvu applies across the board. We like the consistency. We've mentioned many times already. We like the consistency of the Mishnah. So we said the Mishnah, we spoke about the Mishnah regarding a Kohen, even though at the beginning of the Mishnah really referred to Yisrael also.
But why the call of zona miskina? What she did wrong? Because she cannot have children, she called zona?
That's the definition, because...
Well, what's the definition for the real zona? The doom of Bila Suha all the time.
No, this is according to Rehuda, this is what the zona means. A woman who can't have children, or a woman who has bia without having children, the point of bia is to have children.
So what is the definition for Bias Not? Zona too.
Bias Not would be, yeah. With
so, that's why the poor lady, you know.
So this is just a label.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, my time in the Rav Huda, what was the reason? What's the source that Rav Huda thinks that an island is called the Zona? The lady, she was born this way with this biological issues. Mm-hmm. And why is she called the Zona? Just because of this. So he tells us, this Rav Huna explains, is a pasuk. Where the pasuk tells us, the pasuk that's found in Hosea. V'achlu v'lo yisbo'u, hiznu v'lo yifrotu. Eat and not be satisfied, znus and lo yifrotu. The strange lashon lo yifrotu. The Gemara says, kol bia sheina ba pirtza, eino ela b'yaznus. Any bia that does not have pirtza is considered b'yaznus. There's a bunch of olives here. So I'm not sure if they help us at all in terms of definition. So Rashi says, the Hagos Mar Miranshberg, you see that Aleph bracket, like half bracket there in the inside column. He says, Lashon of Pirtz is Milashon Ufarat the Yam of Akedma. So it's like spread out. So Rashi doesn't tell us much here either, but this is supposed to be a reference to having children. I guess to multiply and spread out. So any... The pasuk means his new v'lo yifrotu bias nus without the toelas of having children, that's called nus. Since idleness by definition cannot be yifrotu, cannot have children, spread out and multiply, so that bias called nus. It's a gzeras hakasuv that's found in the pasuk in Hosea. That's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tanya, the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kohen lo yisa es haketana, a kohen not allowed to marry a ketana. The Gemara wants to know why that is. So Amar Le Rav Chisla Rabba. So Rav Chisla says to Rabba, Pok Ainba, go investigate, go look into the reason why that's true, why a Kohen can't marry a Hedyot. Why? Because Dila Orsa at an evening, Baila Rav Huna, Minach Rav Huna is going to ask of you what the reason is based on this Braisa, why the Braisa says a Kohen can't marry a Hedyot. So go investigate, go do some research. Nafik Ainba, he went out and started investigating into this topic. Correct. Or did I say something different?
Yeah, you said...
I said, okay, if I did... Okay, I don't remember. But a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Ketana. So the question is, why can a Kohen not marry a Ketana? So he went to investigate. So Rabbi did some research, and he came up with the following. Rabbi Lazar Savrala, he figured out Rabbi Eliezer must hold like Rabbi Meir. Vis Savrala also Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like two different Tanayim, and has this combination of Shitas. Who's Rabbi Meir, and who's Rabbi Yehuda? Savralak Rabbi Meir, he holds like Rabbi Meir with respect to which halacha, dechayish limiuta, he's choshish for the miut. We'll see what that means in a second. That there's a miut, even though it's very unlikely, but there is at least a small percentage, that she's possibly an islandess, this katana. We don't know, she hasn't developed yet. We can't tell a woman if she's an islandess until she gets older, and she gets older and she doesn't mature properly, so then we know she's an islandess. So as a katana, there's a chashash that she's a katana. And number two, Visavala Krebi Yehuda, she must also hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Islandus Zona Havya, and Islandus is a Zona. So in the unlikely scenario, but it still is, we're concerned with the small percentages, if she's an Islandus, and then an Islandus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a Zona, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zona. And for that reason, a Kohen cannot marry a Katana. That was the svar that Rabba came up with. Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, mi savarla? Is it really true that Rabbi Eliezer holds Rabbi Meir, that he's chayish lemiuta? All of our shas we see, Rabbi Meir is the shita, a chayish lemiuta. That he's concerned normally with passing ways to follow rove. Whenever there's rove, we're not concerned with the small percentages. Unless it's a significant percentage. But normally we're not concerned with the small percentages. So we're going to see in a second that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of Rabbi Meir. He's not choshish for lemiuta. And that can't be the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds it's also for koin to marry katana. How do we see that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of chayish lemiuta? Gemara says, again, does it really hold of this? The Braisa tells us the following. This Braisa does appear a few places in Shas, because whenever we introduce Rabbi Meir as being Chayish Lemuta, we always bring this Braisa as the source. What's the source? It happens to be about Yibum. Katan v'ketana lo choltan v'lo miyabim divrei Rabbi Meir. A katan boy and a ketana girl may not perform chalitza, nor may they perform Yibum. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So comes along the Chamim Amru Lol, the Rebbe Meir, Yaf Amrus, it's good what you say with respect to Shein Choltzin, that they don't do Chalitza. Not Yibum. Chalitza makes sense, because Ish Ksiv, Biparsha. It says man in the Parsha of Chalitza. V'makshin Ish al Ish, and we have a Hekesh of a man to woman. So that's why both the Katan and the Katana cannot perform Chalitza. Now, my time ain't Yabman. Why does it say not to perform Yibum? There's no Pasuk that says Ish or Isha by Yibum. So we see, according to the Chachamim, it's all about Gzeres HaKasav. The reason why Katan and Katan are excluded is because of Gzeres HaKasav. What's Rabbi Meir Svara? So Amr Lahem, Rabbi Meir responds back to the Chachamim, Katan, the reason why Katan is excluded is Shema Yimatzei Saris. He might be a Saris, who becomes a man who's not able to have children. And Katana is excluded from Yibum, Shema Timatzei Islandus. And she might be an Islandus as a Katana. We don't know what her status is yet. She's too young to know. And if that's the case, if it's either a Saris or an Islandus, it's also to perform Yibum because Nimsu Pogan Be'erva. And it turns out that she ends up being Pogan Be'erva. The only time it's mutter for a brother-in-law to be with the sister-in-law is B'makom Yibum. But there's no potential of having a Zera, no potential of having children, then Pogan Erva. It's Eishes Ach, it's an Issa Deraisa. Even though it's unlikely, but there's at least a possibility that it's a Saris or an Islandus. We asked her across the board, as out of this such a concern, not to allow a katan and a katana to perform yibum. Okay. What comes out of all this, though, this is the source that Rabbi Meir holds of chayish lemiuta. We're choshesh for that small likelihood of there being an islandus or a saris. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, the Braisa tells us, katana misyavemis, veina choletes, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer paskins against Rabbi Meir. He says, no, we allow them to perform yibum. We're not concerned that she's an islandus as a katana. It's so unlikely. It's half a percent chance that she's an islandess, so we're not going to be concerned. She's allowed to do Yibum, but she's not allowed to do Chalitza because that's the Gzeres HaKasa. The pasuk says, Ish v'Isha, a Katan and Katan are excluded. But in a Hanami, a Yibum can be performed. So clearly Rabbi Eliezer does not hold the right mayor. He's not Chayish Lemiuta.
Is there nowadays islandess? No, right? I mean, this was...
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because he was saying here that Nakara is okay because she... Basically, she... might be capable. The only issue is islands because it's the only one who would never have a possibility of kid.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure medically whether it happened or not.
Right.
I imagine there are cases. No, the Gemara. I don't think we got this yet.
What?
In India.
Did we get this yet in the Gemara? I don't think we got to it. The Gemara describes what islandness is, what the indications are, the simanim.
No.
Having a thick voice.
No,
I think we did.
Yeah,
you wanna hear in South America? I think so.
We may have addressed it in Rashi. I'm not sure the Gemara talked about it yet, but it discussed somewhere in Yevamos
it mentioned the first time islands.
Rashi may have, I don't think the Gemara mentioned. I think Rashi may have brought it in there. Gemara describes different physical features or the lack of certain physical features that a woman might have that indicates she might be an islandess. A deep voice is among them. Things like that. So it's possible. Again, it doesn't mean it happens every single day, but I'm sure such a thing exists still. Okay. So all that being said, so Rabbi Eliezer, we see, is not chayish lemiuta. He's not choshish for this very small percentage of there being islandness. So he would seemingly permit a Kohen to marry an Eilis. So why would he say, why would he passing that a Kohen may not marry a Katana? That's the Svara we're trying to figure out. Now, even before we get to the whole Svara, furthermore, the Gemara says, Uku Rabbi Yehuda mi Savrala. Does he also hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Above, Rabbah tried combining Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, to hold of two different shittas. We already rejected, he doesn't hold the Rabbi Meir regarding Chai Shlemiuta. We also suggested, Rabbah suggested, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a zona, an island is a zona. We're about to see that he does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that an island is a zona. So what's that? So Gemara says, Mi Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Savrala, does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda with respect to the halachas of zona? Hatani, the Braisa tells us, zona, Zona Kishma, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Zona is what it sounds like. That's Rabbi Elazar. Very simple. What does Kishma mean? Rashi says Kishma, Lashon Toa. She Toa mitachas baila. Lachem, she Toa. She mistakes. She leaves the side of her husband. And Divrei Rabbi Elazar ain't Zona ella Eishes Ish. She has a very simple meaning. A woman who's Eishes Ish, a married woman who's with another man, she's called a Zona. Very simple. That's the way it's used.
Make mistake too. She made a mistake. Toa. Made a mistake too.
Right. So that is called the Zona, according to Rabbi Elazar, not what Rabbi Yehuda said. It's a case of an islandess. The Gemara just continues the price of other shitas about what a Zona is called. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zona zu mufkeres. Zona is mufkeres. Rashi explained mufkeres means, v'afil penuya, even if she's single, not a lot of davkin eishes ish, even a single woman, me'achar shefkir la'atma, even though once she made herself available and hefker to l'chol, to anyone, kriya Zona, she's called the Zona. Let's say a woman just one time was nichshal, that does not make her into zona. It has to be mamash mufkeres. She's open to anyone who wants. That's Rabbi Kiva's definition of a zona. Rabbi Masia ben Charish Omer, afil halach baila lahashkosa, even a case, the husband's going to have her drink meso, to the water, sota waters. Uba leha b'derech, and along the way, even though the husband's going to have her drink, he's ba leha. Now also a zona. Even though it's the husband itself, that she makes it into zona. Exactly. Anytime there's an iser lav, that's going to be a zona. Rashi explains halach baila lebeisdin hagadol. He goes to beisdin hagadol. Holichel ashkos, and they bring her to drink the waters behamarim shekinala v'nisra v'asula ad she tisha. She's asatim until she drinks. Asa zona hol v'nivala livhasala. Since currently the husband's pasul to her, or he's pasul to her, she's pasul to him. She would consider zona v'meit asula kohen, and if her husband dies, she's called the zona, and she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Then the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda omer zona zu islandess, and islandess is what a zona is, and that's based on the pasuk of Hosea we saw above. And finally, we have
Rabbi Yehuda says that what that just whoever cannot marry a kohen is considered the first
Rabbi Elazar kishma. Says, that means, the simple definition, what does a zona mean? Zona, the way it's used is a woman who, an Eshadish, who's with another man, she's called a zona. Uh-huh. That's called a zona. That's the way Lashon B'nei Adam, I guess.
And isn't the same as Rabbi Akiva then?
Rabbi Akiva says, even a Pnuya, even a single woman who's Mufkeres.
Ah, she's also, okay.
Then the opinion of the Chachamim are, Omrim, Ein Zona Ela Gioris, Mishukheres, Vishinivala bebulas zus, will be bilas zus like we saw in the Mishnah. The three scenarios of a zona according to Chacham: either she's converted, or she became freed, a shifcha who became freed, or mama she had bias zus. Those would be three different situations of there being a zona. Okay.
Bias zus, we're talking about somebody including a single, like a pnuya, or in this case
a pnuya of a gyaris and mishucharis. You're
no.
Saying.
The last one.
Look at Rashi says Shinivala. Rashi writes Lepsula. Someone puzzles her. Could go on Echad Mikol Harayos. Could go on Basishol and Nesinu Mamzer. Has to be an Isser. Let's say a Panu and Pnuya who are mutted to each other just didn't have a marriage.
So
that would not make her an Isser. Okay. Then the Gemara says. Now finally, Rabbi Eliezer, which we saw yesterday, the past couple of days, I think we saw this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Panoy. Haba al panuya, shlo shem ishus asa zona. Any bia that's not the shem ishus is considered zona. Even a panoy haba panuya, even if it's not mufkeres, even if it's just one time business, that will be aser. And this last opinion, I imagine they changed it to Rebbe Elazar. Yeah, Rebbe Elazar. Because the first opinion was Rebbe Eliezer. This is Rebbe Elazar. So we see either way, Rebbe Elazar, the first opinion, says the definition of zona is zona kishma, and not in accordance with Rebbe Huda, who said that idleness is considered zara. So now we go back to square one. What is the reason why Rabbi Eliezer paskins a kohen may not marry a ketana? So Gemara explains, Ela Amar Rav Ada, Barava Hacha beKohen Gadol Askinon. This is referring to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol may not marry a ketana. Why? Leimas Kanila. When is he going to be koneher? Let's see. Lichi gadla bulahi. So Rashi explains, Lichi gadla the kedusha ketana lav klumhu. If you marry a ketana, the kedushin is not chal. We don't recognize a kedushin on a deraisa level, so it's basically viewed as an anusa and a mufuta. And a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry even his own anusa, even his own mufuta, so he can't marry her. He can't engage or marry a ketana because the kinyan is only going to be chal when she's older, and when she's older already, she's already going to be considered a bula.
Now we said that the kohen gadol is allowed to get. There was a machlok, because there was the chachamim say no.
So we know. I think we say that kohen gadol has to marry a nara, where she's that the 6 months in between. We never said this, but I think that's what's coming out. She can't marry gadola because she's bulgaris.
Said that on the case of that he was mifate himself, we said that it's okay to marry. But or the other chachamim said
it's
no.
No, lo yisa im nasa im nasa nasu.
Im nasa nasu. Okay, that's what we said. Okay, correct.
So we're going. Like, I think the Gemara towards the bottom is going to tell us at what age you can't marry a bulgaris. We said the other day because bulgaris is losing some of the basulim. You can't marry a katana now because that means she's going to be beula by the time you get. So when could you get married to her? There's a very small window of nara, the 6 months you can marry her. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment.
That's strange.
So that's referring to a kohen gadol cannot marry a katana. But in a chanami, a kohen gadol may marry a katana. Amar Rava, michli lev, very strange lashon. Rashi says, "Kimo mibli lev, without a heart." I'm not sure what it means. Maybe without a brain, he means. I don't know. In the Gemara. So, was he trying to say that Rav Ada's approach wasn't the best? Is that like an insult?
Lev meshemesh la'or mubon shel mishkan ha'machshava. Amunach mechli lev shevel le'mivlei mashchitei lev. Bedigdugei sofrim ha'shelem mevi kama kitvei yad ba'im achen katuv mibli u'mair sham sherabenu avraham minor.
Okay, so he doesn't like this approach, basically.
Chaser machshava.
Okay, so he doesn't like this approach. So he says that, why not? To eat the kachavua, if a katana, if she was married by her father, which permitted mahi shaita hadukanile, the father is allowed to marry off a katana, so it's a good condition on a deraisa level, so that should work for the kohen gadol. So, vi the kachinafsha, if she married herself, ha Rabbi Eliezer he v'larabanan, that only goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, but not according to Rabbanan. Meaning what? Rashi says ha Rabbi Eliezer he v'larabanan. That's only Rabbi Eliezer. Only Rabbi Eliezer says that a kohen gadol can't marry a katana, but Rabbanan permit. A kohen gadol to marry a katana, Rashi says, "Betamia, the katani le'el." Above, we said that Rabbi Eliezer omer kohen lo yisas katana. Uz mashma de pligir rabbanan le. Sounds like they're arguing. Would a kohen gadol meet pligir rabbanan? Would the rabbanan allow a kohen gadol to marry a katana if she married herself? Yeah, even they would agree that's a problem to marry a katana because it's not a good kedushin. The time when it'd be a good kedushin, she'd be a gadola. By the time she's a gadola, she's ready a beula. Kohen gadol can't marry a beula. So why would you say
but
only Rabbi Eliezer?
She's a beula by him.
Yeah, but still, it's. The marriage wasn't a marriage when she was a katana, so she's considered a mufutas atzma. Mufutas atzma
even
is aser.
If the father gave the permission.
No, if father gave permission, then it's already chal by katana. That works.
Yeah.
That should be permitted.
So that's good.
No, but he said you're not allowed to marry katana.
Because of the beila.
No, we don't know why. We're trying to figure out why. So he says, Rav Eliezer says a kohen can't marry a katana. So Rav Avda says, oh, it's referring to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol can't marry a katana.
Probably because of his nose.
So he says why? So I don't understand why can a kohen gadol not marry a katana. If we're talking about the father married her off, then that's a good kedushin. They're ready midrash, and now they're married, even though she's only 11.
Yeah.
And if the father didn't marry her off, she married on her own, so then it wasn't a good kedushin at all. That means that whatever they're with each other, it's only mefuta. There's no kedushin there. And by the time she becomes 12, where she's independent, and she actually gets married to the kohen gadol, well, she's already a bula. And a bula is also to be married to a kohen gadol. Even Rabbanan would agree that it's also to marry such a woman.
Right.
So it can't be a kohen gadol marrying a katana. Elam Rava. Rava says, "Liolam kohen hadot." Really referring to kohen gadol, kohen hadot, who cannot marry kohen hadot cannot marry katana. So why not? V'chashinon shemef tisfate olav. We're concerned that she might. Rashi says tisfate v'tizana olav v'fish ein ba das klum. It's not so safe. You marry katana. She doesn't have das, and you expect her to be the head of the household, the woman, the wife, the mother. And you never know, she might go off and be with another man and have zinus. She's too young to control herself. So therefore, it's not a very good idea. And once if she's with somebody else, she becomes a zona, and she's ushered to stay married to that kohen gadol. Yachi Yisrael Nami. So if that's a concern, even Yisrael shouldn't also be concerned. Yisrael should never marry a katana, because the katana is lav bar dasu, and she might be with another man, not having enough das to control herself. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Because pitoi katana onesu, vonis b'Yisrael mishre, sharet. If let's say a katana, 11-year-old girl, was with another man, we always read that she was coerced by another woman, by another man rather, so that's considered onus, because since she's lav bar dasu, even though she's said to have done it willingly, it's still considered an onus because she doesn't really have that much das. So she ends up being an onus. If she's married to Yisrael and she's with another man, we always view that as onus. And Yisrael is allowed to remain married to a woman, his wife, who is onus. As opposed to Cohen, a Cohen's usher to be with a wife, even if it was onus, it's still usher to a Cohen. That's why there's a difference. A Cohen can't marry a katana unless she be with somebody else, but Yisrael may be with with a katana, because even if she were to be with somebody else, it wouldn't usher her to him. And then Rapapa says, Rapapa Amar, the Kohen Gadol, we're dealing with Kohen Gadol. So now Rava says we're dealing with Kohen Hedyot. Rapapa goes back to saying, no, really, Rabbi Eliezer is referring to a Kohen Gadol may not marry a katana. V'hai Tanahu, and it goes according to the following brisa. Which Tana is this? The Tanya Basula, yeah. The Kohen Gadol has to marry a Basula. Yoch Katana, one might think, oh, therefore you should marry a katana. A katana is certain to be a Basula. Tamalama Isha, she has to be a woman. Well, Iisha, Yachal Bogaris, if she has to be a woman, older woman, more mature, then maybe one can marry a Bogaris. Tamalam Basula, but a Bogaris isn't a full Basula. How are you going to get a Basula who's also an Iisha? Haketzad, Yatz Michal Katanas, V'lecha Bagus Labasa, has to be a case where she left the status of being a Katana, but she hasn't yet entered into the status of being a Bogaris. And what's that? That's the Nara. Nara, the 6 months from 11 and a half until 12, she is not a Katana anymore, but she's not yet a Bogaris. Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Hai Tanu. It goes according to the following brisa. The Tanya. Basula ain basula ela nara. A basula is only a nara, like we just said. She's not a katana, not a bogaris, but right in the middle, the 6 months in between, a kohen gadol must marry a nara. V'cheinu omer, and the pasuk says, V'ha nara tovas mara meod basula. In the same pasuk.
Nara can become pregnant.
Hmm?
Nara can become pregnant.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this pasuk tells us, the very same pasuk, that Nara and Basula in the same pasuk, we see that's the definition of Basula is a Nara. We read that already. Rabbi Elazar now Omer, different point, we said this above, different topic now. Panoi haba al pnuya, shlo l'shem ishus, asa zona, a single man, a single woman, na be without the shame of ishus, makes her into a zona. And Amar Rav Abram Amram Ain Halacha Krabi Elazar. We do not pass in this way. We saw this in yesterday's daf as well. We have 3 minutes. Should we go for it quickly?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Two more daf is long.